The Zoom safaris are phenomenal now. You sit on your fireside with a glass of wine in front of your laptop or phone, and people take you around Serengeti or Nairobi Park or Kruger National Park. We have several Land Rovers or Jeeps traveling across the park, and they're sending live footage to a central place. And the main person, the anchor, is showing you different cameras depending on what's going on.
What's the underlying rationale for the Zoom safaris?
The basic idea is to keep clients still connected to wildlife. Who knows? People who have always wanted to come to Africa, they might change their mind and say, you know what? It's too much trouble now. I can't. We cannot afford to lose that global constituency. But also it's important to the foot soldiers in the park as they interact with wildlife. It gives them hope. It gives them continuity. They travel the parks and therefore they increase the eyes around the park. So it's a huge opportunity and advantage in that way.
Are you hoping that safaris will continue to be online even when travel restrictions are eased?
The last thing we want to see is becoming a substitute to travel. Travel is so important, not only seeing wildlife, but we are connecting Americans to Africans, people-to-people contact.
I know that the pandemic has widened access to the parks in other ways. Before COVID, when people always had to go to physical workplaces, they tended to come only during peak migration season during the summer and on holidays. Since many people are teleworking, they can now come to the parks, get online on the internet in their lodges, and then work some and safari some.
We think that actually COVID is going to turn the industry around. People will be able to take off 3 weeks during winter season because they can still work while they are in Nairobi Park, which is going to increase revenue for conservation in so many ways.
I was fascinated to learn that there are many domestic tourists now that there weren't before.
I visited Kidepo National Park 2 weeks ago. It's one of the oldest parks in Uganda. For the first time, 60% of the tourists were domestic. Normally, they receive less than 1%. So the opportunity here is that we need to develop domestic tourists. Regional tourists, too. We would like to see Zimbabweans visit Uganda, Kenyans visit Uganda, and Rwandese, and vice versa.
I understand that safari guides have actually been enjoying an enhanced role since the start of COVID.
If you know any good guide in Africa, they are phenomenal. These guys are data banks, but they've been just giving that information to international arrivals. So we are now thinking of telling stories of lions and rhinos and giraffes to Africa kids in schools. And we've been taking kids living near national parks to see wildlife physically. It's been a phenomenon.
So how would you sum up your message and approach to conservation?
It's almost like people liking wildlife more than people, or sometimes trying to protect wildlife at the expense of people. That's how Africans see it, what is happening. We must all come together as the globe to understand that conservation is not about protecting wildlife animals so that tourists can enjoy them. That's not the point. So we need to do a little bit of more explanation. It's about protecting ourselves as people from environmental degradation, such as COVID-19 pandemic has taught us right now. We must all come together as the globe to understand that conservation is not about protecting wildlife animals. The biggest priorities right now should be restoring wildlife habitats, planning development activities and infrastructure in such a way that does not compromise environmental well-being. We are at a crossroad. Africa is deciding now its future.